Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hey Siri, give me H-Town Soccer.
Talking all things Houston Dynamo FC. This is the official Dynamo Theory Podcast. We are Forever Orange.
Welcome to a special segment of the official Dynamo Theory Podcast. My name is Rudy Segura. Today I'm joined by Jeff and Sergio. I guess the presidents, co-presidents, but we'll go a little bit in there. But, you know, they're part of the Houston supporters group, The Search, man. Guys, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us, man.
So did I get that right? Is it president, co-president, or how does that work for you guys?
Yeah, I'm the president and Jeff is the vice president.
Vice president, there you go.
Yeah.
That's good. All right. So, you know, before we talk about the search, guys, you know, let's get to know a little bit about you. You know, where are you guys from and maybe how did your love affair with soccer get started? We'll start with Jeff, man.
Okay.
Yeah. So, well, honestly, I was born in Washington, D.C. It's a weird story, but, you know, my mom and dad are both from El Salvador. And, you know, they did the whole moving around until they finally settled down in Houston many, many years ago. But, I mean, ever since then, you know, ever since I moved down, you know, I've been here my whole life. And then, you know, coming around to Dynamo games since, I mean, the very beginning, I remember Sergio invited me to one game a long time ago back in 06. And you know,
the relationship between you guys are cousins, friends?
Yeah, we're cousins.
Okay.
Yeah, right. We're cousins on our mom's side. So but yeah, we grew up together all the time.
What about you, Sergio? You know, was there a team or did you follow? Did you play as a kid before?
So I was born and raised here. And like Jeff said, that we're cousins. We're both Salvadorian. Yeah, and of course, I grew up playing. My dad grew up playing. He would always have soccer on, and it was always in the house. So my relationship with the Dynamo is my dad had taken me to the very first game for the Dynamo in 06. They played against the Rapids at Robertson Stadium. I had no idea what MLS was. I had no idea what the Dynamo was. My only experience with watching soccer was like La Liga and the Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
So when my dad, he just got tickets for that very first game, I went, and you know, my whole life changed since then. Like I just like followed the Dynamo. I was on, back then it was called MLSsoccer.com or MLSsoccer.net. And I was on that like refreshing every day, like reading every article. Like I got so into Dynamo and MLS as a whole. But yeah, I was a season ticket holder with my dad in like 08 and 09. And then there was a few years where like through high school and college where I didn't have season tickets, but I still went to games when I could. And then finally in 2017, me and Jeff decided, you know what, you know, we both love this club. Why don't we, you know, commit and actually get season tickets? And from then on,
before you get too ahead of ourselves, I wanted to ask you something too. Yeah. You know, you guys say both of you are Salvadorian, and my question was going to be, you know, obviously the Dynamo's relatively young, right? I think both of you are not 15. I'm not 15. So was there a time that you guys follow a different team? That's my question. But then whenever you guys said both of our Salvadorian, isn't it that most of the time it's either Barcelona and Real Madrid? Is that that's how it goes?
Yeah, it is. Jeff, I'll let you take that one.
I mean, obviously, growing up, I did watch a lot of same thing as Sergio, like Premier League and La Liga. Mostly La Liga, just because my dad's a Barcelona fan, and ever since he showed me Ronaldinho and Messi and Eto'o, you know, looking at them as a kid, you fall in love. And you know, I followed Barcelona my whole life, and then United, Manchester United on my end as well. But on the MLS side, obviously, since I am from Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. There was a moment where I was like, you know, I had to watch a couple of those games. But then, you know, like I said, whenever Sergio and me, like, met up for that game, ever since then, I was like, oh, shit, soccer's in Houston, you know. And ever since for then, sure. I've just been watching Dynamo.
Sure. And so you said, you know, Sergio kind of mentioned that he's been a season ticket holder for a while, on and off. What about you, Jeff? When did you get kind of, like, I guess, officially hooked? I got hooked in 2018 was the first time I actually became a season ticket holder, and I've been a season ticket holder ever since. But what about you, Jeff?
Well, for me, it was right as soon as I got out of the Army, which is like about 2016, 2015, okay. 2016. I can't remember exactly. And like I told Sergio, I mean, you know, hey, I'm going to be home more, and, you know, we've, you know, this is our chance. We're grown up now, and, you know, we can go to games by ourselves. And ever since then, we haven't missed a single game. So,
but, you know, Sergio, you mentioned you went with your dad. Does your dad still go to games, or any of your family, you know?
No, not as much. No? He watches on TV, like, almost okay. every game when he can. But he doesn't really like going as much as I do. Like, he'd rather just watch the game on TV.
Well, you know, I guess we'll move into the search. You know, I know you – that's really what we want to talk about, because, you know, you guys want more fans to join, I'm sure, the supporter group, just because, like, me, you know, we love the team and we want to see more people out there. So the search went live, if I'm not mistaken, it was in 2020. So you guys are going into the fourth season, I believe. You know, this search just doesn't show up to Dynamo games anymore. You know, you can see members go to Dash games, as well as even Aviva Stadium, trying to support the young cats coming up on Dynamo Dos. But, you know, what did spark the idea to start a new supporter group, Sergio?
Like I said, Jeff and I became season ticket holders in 2017. And I want to say it was in 2019, we decided, you know, we want to get more into it and join the supporter section. So we had seats in section 216, which is like in the halfway line. And then going into 2019, it was like, okay, let's go to supporter section and let's check out. At the time, it was just EB and Texian Army. And, you know, we went to a couple of their events, and, you know, nice people, you know, nothing bad happened, but we just didn't feel like there was a group that felt, you know, very welcoming, which I know that didn't sound right, because, you know, we didn't have problems with EB or TA, but we felt like there could have been something different that would have accepted a lot more people, something more open, more diverse. And I think that's when the idea started running, and we met a couple other people who's still in our group who felt that same way. So back in early 2019, it was just, we would get together and just think about, you know, it would be cool if, you know, we made our own supporter groups. And it first started as a joke, because we didn't really know how to do that. But the more we talked about it, more people were, you know, felt the same way. It kept rolling, and eventually we decided to do it and become the Surge.
No, man, that's really cool. You know, you're right. There's, you know, supporter group for everyone's liking at the end of the day. You know, my seats used to be in section 226 for a while. Then I moved to the opposite end. And last year, I actually moved them to the supporter group. And, you know, usually it's just me and my dad. My brother is living in Dallas right now, which we don't talk about Dallas that much, but so usually just me and my dad that go to the stadium. And obviously now, me kind of working with Dynamo Theory, I tend to go and just go to the media booth and just kind of, you know, try to get information there. So, but, you know, we make our supporter group section our home at the end of the day. And it's funny, because I wasn't necessarily looking to join a group, I would say, from the get-go. I did eventually. I was like, maybe I should. You know, you're there. Might as well kind of go along with people. And kind of like you guys mentioned, I looked a little bit of the ones that were there. Obviously, you guys were new, you know, kind of. So I went ahead and joined the search. So for me, I've had a great experience so far just being in that section, being among you guys. I wish I had more time to, you know, hang out with all the other members as much as, you know, you guys do. But Jeff, man, just tell us kind of like a little overview of what to expect, you know, when joining the search.
Well, expect to join a big family, which is the biggest thing we try to make happen at the search. Obviously, you know, as soon as you join, you get access to our Discord, which is where everybody talks about, obviously, Dynamo, anything related to soccer, ticket exchanges, you know, everything like that. And then, you know, expect to do a couple of events with, you know, your other members, because, you know, we strive to get out there, get our name out there, work with the community, and also try to make as many as fun events away from not only like the Dynamo, but, you know, just anything in general. But yeah, expect a lot of fun and expect a lot of, you know, drinking, a lot of good times and, you know, good memories to be had.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yeah, that's for sure, man. I think going to a stadium is always fun, right? And I don't know if you guys can see in the background, but you guys recognize that.
I was going to mention that later on, man. I saw that. That's
so
awesome, man.
So it's funny because I'm recording here at work in my office, and luckily I have a big enough office that I can put a lot of Dynamo stuff. So, you know, everything that my wife doesn't want at home makes it over here, and that's fine with me because makes me feel more at home. But yeah, you guys can see that the TIFO that you guys made last season.
Yeah, up, man, there. That's awesome. We appreciate that.
You know, maybe digging a little deeper on game days, you know, at home. You know, Sergio, what would be like a typical, you know, hangout with the search so people can kind of get a gist of what it feels like to be a part of it at PNC?
Yeah, so for every home match, we start pre-gaming 3 hours before kickoff at pitch 25, the outside area next to the big screen and the stage. Yeah, we're there. You know, we have drink specials, food specials with pitch 25. We're hoping to get some more of those after we meet with them soon. And whenever we do, we'll announce that. But yeah, it's just hanging out with the family, with all the Surge members, drinking, you know, getting hyped up for the game, and then eventually marching over maybe about 45 minutes before kickoff to the stadium, get to our section, and you know, just have a great time.
Yeah, and I guess, you know, before we get to like a topic that I really want to talk about, Jeff, man, so what about away parties, you know, like for watch parties in Houston, you know, what are those meetings like as well?
Right. So for any away parties that we don't go to, so I know we probably are going to end up going to Dallas and Austin again this year. And then one, you know, a really long trip, which is in the plans. Usually we now have three destinations, compared to last year's two. So starting with last year's, we have Eureka Heights, which is our main jersey sponsor, which is over there in the Heights, obviously. It's our brewery where we go to do pretty much any, we're gonna say probably try to do like any like East Coast games or Central games. Then our semi-newest one is the Phoenix, which we're trying to work with them more as well, just because it was a very like spontaneous thing to do whenever with the Phoenix, but you know, they love us, we love them, and all of our members love them, so we're gonna try to work some stuff out with them. And then our newest location that we're at in this season is Second Drought, just past Midtown. Plenty of parking. It's a brew hall. It's kind of small, a little more intimate, but we visited them a couple times already, and they're willing to work with us, and they want to have us, and they're prioritizing Dynamo over everything else now. And you know, that's where we're going to be having a couple more of a way days watch party. So we're just trying to give our members and other Dynamo fans, you know, a location for them to come watch the games with us.
Yeah, different options too, because I think if you stick to the same place, it might get boring to some people. So, you know,
sure,
having a rotating bars, I think, is a great thing.
Yeah, for sure. So I'll group this one together, but obviously apart from just watching games, right, you guys do, like you mentioned earlier, things are about community events, whether it be community service type of stuff, or, you know, painting banners, or, you know, working on stuff that you guys are going to bring around. You know, how does those events, you know, help create community among the search members?
I mean, just the fact that you're hanging around the same people all the time, you know, that's why we say it's a family, because it, you know, the more you hang out, the more it feels like, oh, okay, I know these people, you know, they're actually family to us. And doing stuff like community service, you know, helping out the community, painting banners for game days, you know, there's just bonding experience that maybe you wouldn't have had going to Dynamo games. Maybe you just go and watch the game and then go home. Well, now, you know, if you're hanging out with people all the time that are in the Surge, you can go to pre-games and feel comfortable, you know, talking to, you know, your fellow Dynamo friends and family, and, you know, have a better experience than you would have before.
You know, Jeff, you kind of mentioned this earlier, but away days, man, right? We cannot not talk about away days, because away days are the best. You guys even had a shirt made last time. But, you know, I was able to join you guys at that bus ride to Frisco last season. Me and my dad went. We weren't able to go to Austin, so that's one that I'm hoping that falls on the weekend this season. But it was nice, you know, for me, it was a time to relax. You know, for some of y'all, it may be a more rowdy time to hang out, drink. You know, it's a party at the end of the day, for sure. But, you know, Sergio, just talk about, you know, maybe the trips that y'all were able to make in 2022, maybe just a little more in depth. And then, you know, what plans are you guys brewing for 2023? And what about Dash games? Are you planning maybe a Dash away game at some point?
Those are great question. So last year, obviously, we did the Dallas and Austin trips. The Dallas was on a Saturday bus trip. That was a lot of fun. Austin, unfortunately, was on a Wednesday. It was also a bus trip, but less people can go because it was on a weekday. And our one out of Texas away trip last year was to Colorado in August. And that was a lot of fun. You know, we had our own Airbnb that some people stayed at. Some people had their own plans. But yeah, a good amount of people went. We had a great time in Colorado. And as far as plans for this year, obviously Frisco and Austin, of course, we're going to those, and those are both on a Saturday. So MLS, thank you. But our one out of Texas one, we're going to do a vote. I think I could tell you our three options right now. The Red Bull trip, which is in April, I believe. St. Louis on June 3rd, and the third one was Seattle in July. So we haven't told our members that yet, but we are going to have like a Google form where they could all vote and see which one wins. I hope it's the St. Louis one. I think that would be a fun trip. They're the new team. They have a brand new stadium. I think that would be a lot of fun. But we'll see. We'll, you know, whichever one wins, that's the one we'll go to.
I'm gonna throw my boat in Seattle. Seattle.
So Seattle will be fun. The only problem with Seattle is that it's the weekend after the Austin trip. So that. If it wins, it wins, but that might hurt its chances. And then you asked about the dash. I don't know. It's a great question. If there's enough people who want to go, then we can make it happen. But we'll see. We need to up the home matches too. We need more people to go out to those games.
Yeah. Oh, man, I know. No, but I'm glad that, you know, you guys are being able to. Is it? I always forget the name of their supporters. Is it Bayou Republic?
And like Bayou City Republic. Yeah.
Bayou City Republic. Yeah. So I'm glad, you know, good to see more people out there. And it was awesome whenever that big hangout at the Dynamo Dome Stadium that a bunch of the supporters went out there. Was it the last game of the season? So
yeah, the last regular season game. Yeah.
Yeah. It was fun. It was fun. So definitely for people to go out there. And we ended with this, you know, maybe two more questions I have for you. But obviously 2023 around the corner, the season is, I mean, for both Dynamo and Dash. PNC is getting renovated, starting to look a little bit more beautiful. Not that it wasn't, right, for all, like, us diehard, like, it's our house at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But, you know, we know the search, will be out there chanting, cheering, you know, no matter what, right? Win, lose, tie, doesn't matter. But, you know, what are you guys expecting for the clubs this season? And both of y'all can answer it. It's like, realistically, you know, where you guys see the clubs? You can Dynamo, Dash, playoffs, no playoffs, whatever. You know, I know that you guys are probably going to say win an MLS Cup, but I just wanted to gauge it.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're just throwing our ideas out there, MLS Cup champions, baby, let's go. Nah, but realistically, I think it's still difficult to say about what my outlook on the team is right now, just based off of, you know, the current acquisitions that they've gotten, which obviously isn't many so far. So it's very difficult to say just based off of what we have now. But I mean, if I just want to throw an answer out there, I'm guessing probably maybe just squeezing into playoffs. Is probably my outlook on this season. As for the Dash, I mean, same thing, honestly. I haven't really heard much about that side either. And I mean, they had a pretty good run last season, which, I mean, like I said, they also squeezed into playoffs as well. But I think they have a pretty good opportunity to go back into playoffs again. But I mean, like I said, we'll see. Sergio?
I mean, yeah, I'm always going to fall under the being optimistic with the Dynamo. Like for me, Artur, I think he's a big signing. I really liked him in Columbus, and that's for me an upgrade over Vera. So our midfield's getting better. Hopefully Coco and Acha can work better together than they showed last year. Who knows? I mean, Ivan Franco and Brad Smith isn't official yet, but if they are, I've never seen Ivan Franco play. So is he better than Fafa? I hope so. He's younger, and he knows Sebas, so maybe that helps. And then Brad Smith, you know, whether he's going to play right back or, you know, he's just left back depth, he's still hurt, I believe, so he won't be playing for a while. But he's a MLS experienced guy. I liked him in Seattle. I didn't see much of him in DC, but I think he's a good player. Hopefully he recovers quickly. But, you know, we're still a few pieces away. But like I said, I'm optimistic. You know, I think we have a new coach. Maybe he can implement some style that we didn't have last year with Paolo. But yeah, I mean, I'm hoping for the playoffs.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, like I said, you guys are going to be there, show up, party. That's how it goes, man. That's the life of supporter, right?
You're rain or shine.
Bad days, good days. I think, you know, the seasons that the Dynamo have had had made the good games even more sweeter, right? Those big blowouts at home for sure. But, you know, guys, before, you know, I guess we'll finish with this, you know, letting the people know how they can connect with you and join the Surge.
Yeah, if you want to become a member, you could do so at wearethesurge.com. Follow us on our social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at TheSurgeSG. If you have any questions for us, our DMs are open, so you feel free to ask us anything on one of those platforms. That's all I have. Anything else, Jeff?
Yeah, I mean, all of our social medias have our link straight to our website. So, it'll take you, that website will take you straight to our membership signups. And, while you're there, check out some merch too and our Teespring.
Yeah, and then the last day for Silver membership, which is our jersey, is January 15th. So I don't know when this is coming out, but if it's before January 15th, you have time.
Yeah, it'll be out before then for sure. So make sure to, sign up, join the search, get some merch, get yourself a poster if there's still any available. It's cool stuff that they have. But guys, it's been a pleasure talking to you guys today. Thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
I appreciate it.